So let us pray. Loving Father, once again we have heard your word spoken out into this community of faith. And we recognize it is the living word that comes out from the pages of Scripture, comes out of the mouth of the reader, and touches our very being. And so I pray that as we reflect upon it now for a little while, you will just open us up through your Holy Spirit, and that you will reveal new things to us. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, one other surprising thing that happened on Christmas Day for me was I listened to the Queen's speech. It's not something I would regularly do over the years. I can't remember really tuning in to hear the Queen's speech, but on Christmas Day I was driving the car and she came onto the radio. And I was absolutely captivated by her words from the moment she began to speak until the moment she finished what she had to say. It was absolutely captivating. I watched her this morning before I came out on iPlayer just to hear it again and to see her and to see this elderly lady who is our monarch speaking words of scripture out into the nation, speaking the words from John's gospel out into the nation, telling them the light shines in the darkness and the darkness has not overcome it. Speaking of the holy family of Mary and Joseph and of how Christ was born into poverty and then he had to flee for his life and became a refugee, and it was like a sermon she was delivering. And it's just amazing to hear these words and just hear her speak of her faith. Unashamedly speak of her faith and the fact that Christianity is important to so many people in our nation. And that was a real surprise to me on Christmas Day. The light shines in the darkness and the darkness has not overcome it. Our reading today is the lovely story of Simeon and Anna, these two elderly people who meet the Christ in the baby who comes into the temple. And I always kind of wish they were part of the nativity play, you know, when we see all the other characters coming together, when the children act out the play. I often kind of wish that Simeon and Anna could just be part of that story too. I can remember in my church in Alloa on this particular Sunday acting it out in the church as the Bible reading was read. Two elderly people were at the front of the church and a young couple came in who had just recently had a baby and they walked down the church as the reading was being read. And just to see the old man just lift up the child was one of these moments in church that you just feel a real tingle going through, and I'm tingling just now as I'm remembering it, just that moment of theatre as we saw the word coming to life before our very eyes. Simeon saw the baby Jesus cradled in his mother's arms, and even though it was broad daylight, for him, it was as if a light had suddenly been turned on. He saw with his very own eyes the Messiah that people for generations had been waiting to see. He saw in this very small child something really special. Here is the light that will reveal God to all people. Here is the light who will drive away the darkness that surrounds the world because of sin and bring the light of forgiveness and hope and eternal life. But isn't it strange how it all came to be? Here are Mary and Joseph bundling up their wee baby, making the trip from Bethlehem to the temple, where they planned to present their firstborn to the Lord and make a sacrifice for Mary's purification, as the law of Moses required. And Simeon wasn't in the temple that day, but he was prompted by the Holy Spirit to go to that place. And I always think it's amazing. I just love to think of God getting everybody into position so that he can bring about the things that he wants to happen. I don't know if you've ever had that experience where you feel you need to go somewhere or go to visit somebody maybe or go to a particular place. And when you get there, the person says, "Oh, I was just hoping you would come today. I was just needing a wee visit from you." And I think it's amazing the way God gets everybody into position so that he can work out his plan. And he works it out through ordinary people. And on this particular day, it was like he tapped Simeon on the shoulder and said, "Get to the temple. Something wonderful is going to happen." And surely it did. And so Mary and Joseph make their way in, and Simeon notices them. Amongst all the throngs of people that must have been there that day, he manages to get lined up just as Mary and Joseph arrive. And he sees the baby, and the light goes on for him. And he asks Mary if he can hold the child, and he takes him in his arms. And then he says these beautiful words, "Now, Lord, you have kept your promise, and you may let your servant go in peace. With my own eyes, I have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the presence of all peoples, a light to reveal your will to the Gentiles and bring glory to your people, Israel." The child in his arms would light up the whole world. John, agreeing with Simeon in his gospel, says, "This child is the source of life, and this life brought light to people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it." This was the real light, the light that comes into the world and shines on all people. And then he handed the child back to Mary, and he knew his long wait was over. Death would not be long now that the Spirit had kept his promise, and having seen and held the light of the world, he could now depart from the world in peace, carrying with him that same peace that the angels had promised to the shepherds when they sang to them, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to those with whom God is pleased." But that's not all Simeon had to say. He had something else to speak to Mary, because we know that often when a bright light shines, it casts deep shadows. Many, many people would rejoice to learn who Jesus was, but there would be many others who would not want to know him at all. This child would bring light into the darkness of the world, but there would be those who would do their best to get rid of him. And Simeon warned Mary that this would bring her pain in the future. Our salvation would be a very costly thing. The child in Mary's arms would grow up and speak truth to the world and would eventually die for us. A cross stands before the manger, and there's such a close connection between Christmas and Good Friday. Jesus had come to bring the light of God's love and grace into people's lives, but there were those who would pursue him to death. But it wasn't the end of the story, because 3 days later, God raised Jesus to new life, and that light was still there, continuing to shine to this very day. Do you know, one of the wonderful things about being at Brayhead House is that we get to travel with people on journeys. Sometimes people in a particularly dark place will come for prayer, or we will go out to pray with others. And I remember a man phoning up this year, and just telling me that he'd had a death sentence pronounced upon him. He'd been told by doctors that he would not live, and he wondered if we might go out and pray with him. And so I went with another person from the fellowship, and we went to meet the man, Tommy, and he told us of his prognosis that he wasn't expected to live for very much longer. And we sat in the room with him, and he told us his story, and he told us that he'd had a faith as a young man, but over the years it had been dampened by different things, and he just wondered now if it was too late to make amends with his Lord. So we prayed with him, and it was as if the whole room was filled with light as the Holy Spirit descended and began to work his ministry deep within this very elderly man. And after we finished praying, we just sat in silence for a long time and just allowed the Spirit to minister more. And eventually the man said, he said, "You know, I have a kind of peace within me. Maybe it's going to be all right. And even if I do have to die, I know it's not the end." The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. All of us go through dark times in our lives. We don't escape it. Just because we're Christians and we follow the Lord, the darkness descends upon us from time to time. But we have the wonderful gift of faith, the gift that the Queen spoke about on Christmas Day, a faith that has sustained her through difficult times in her own family life, and that faith that is offered as a gift for us from the Lord himself. Simeon recognized in the baby a light that would bring salvation to all those trapped in darkness. Where there is guilt, we will find forgiveness. Where there is despair, we will find hope. Where there is weakness, we are offered strength. Where there is anxiety and worry, we are given peace. And where there is sickness and grief, there comes healing and comfort. And to every one of us is offered the great gift of love and mercy and peace. Wherever there is darkness in your life, in your family, in our world, Christ is ready to bring light and life, to chase away the darkness. When you look at the child in the arms of Simeon, see what he saw, the one who will meet you at your point of darkness. His love never changes, his light is never extinguished, and he's here with you this very day. So let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time of year, this time when we rejoice in the birth of our Saviour, this time when we remember that you love us so much that you give up everything that we might have new life and new beginnings and new hope. And so, Father, help us to accept this gift today, this gift of light, and may it just shine so brightly from each one of us that as we go from this place today, we will shine your light into all that we meet. For we pray this in the name of Jesus, our Lord and our Saviour. Amen.